Okay, let's get into today's daf, Nedarim daf Lamed. Nedarim daf Lamed, we are on Chav Tes Mabez. We are still within a couple of lines of the sugya of Barpada. Chav Tes Mabez, we are three lines up for the bottom. The Gemara has been discussing the machlokas between Ula and Barpada, how to understand the Mishnah on daf Chav Ches. The Mishnah had said that if somebody makes a statement that these netiyos should be kadosh until they are cut down, or this talus should be a karban achati saref, there is no pidyon. And there was a machlokas between Ula and Barpada. What does that mean, ein lahem pidyon? We went through with the pshat of Rav Moshe Kartavi, quoted in the Ran, that Barpada holds the Kedusha continuously renews itself, so to speak. So if somebody tries to be poda it, then it works, then it's automatically sanctified. It becomes Kadosh again and again until it is cut down. Once it is cut down, so then it has to be redeemed also, because Barpada holds that Kedusha Zaguf is not Paka Bichdi. Even if I would limit it my original statement, still I have to do something to remove it. While Ula says, no, once it's cut down, it automatically loses its Kedusha. We went through yesterday the sugya of Kedusha's Dam in Paka, or Kedusha's Haguf Lo Paka, is there a Chilik, is there not a Chilik, and we ended up saying, is this a Tiyufta on Barpada? And we said, no, maybe you could re-understand the Mishnah, re-understand the Brisa, and we had a couple of stages where the Gemara said, you compare to a marriage, you're not compared to a marriage, and we learned in the Brisa, according to Barpada, the Chiddush, that you can be makdish something la'achar shloshim yom. You might think that you wouldn't be able to do that. Why? Because of the principle of amiras l'gavok v'siras l'hedyot, the last line that we had. So you might thought that it's right away, there's no delay, kamashplan, it is, after 30 days, but the chiddush is that you can't be chozerbo. Even if you want to say that in a parallel case of a marriage, you would be able to be chozerbo, here you wouldn't, because I'm yirasa l'gavah, kipsi yirasa l'hedyo. And that was, I just wanted to read again the Ran, because the Ran adds on something as well. The Ran said, on this last line, remember the last line of the Gemara said, even if you want to say you can be chozer by hektish, by kiddushin, you would not be able to be chozerbo by hektish. And ask the Ran, why not? Four lines to the bottom on chav tesim abeis. V'im tomar, v'tevi nami kimisira. Right, even if you gave it, even if you didn't act, and it was supposed to be lach or lamed, akati amai lo matzi hader bay. We want to say, oh, it's as if something is done right now, and therefore you can't be chozer bo. But even by hedyot, if something is done, you could still be chozer bo, even if you did the ma'is already. Kivan delo chayel hektish ad shloshim yom. The chalos is not till after 30 days anyway. So even if you want to say it's as if you amaklish it now la'ach or lamed yom, so then why can't you be chozer bo? That's the chiddush that the Ran says. It's as if mamish even the chalos is now. That's the chiddush. V'yesh lomar, bottom line. V'chi amrinan kimsi rasu lehedyot bekinyin mamish al hedyot kamar. It's as if a kinyin is done. Ukimanda amar me'achshav ula achar shloshim yom dami. It's as if you said me'achshav. Klomar de lo matzi haderbe. That's the chiddush of this line, right? Behind it, the machad shen hashta. Usually, we think that principle means you could just substitute Amira for a Maisa Kinyan. And the Achronim discuss, is it a substitute for the Maisa Kinyan, or you don't even need a Maisa Kinyan? And that can be totally on the two different Makoras that we mentioned yesterday. Is the Makar Lashem Haaretz Umloah, like was suggested by the Yerushalmi in Maseches Kedushin, Lashem Haaretz Umloah, and therefore it's very easy to make something hektish because it's basically going back to the natural state. The Meiri's Lashon there in Kedushin, where this comes up, on Daf Chav Ches, Kivan Shekol Haaretz Shel Gavoah Hi, Im Kein Kone Bekinyin Chatzer. The world is Hashem's chatzer. So that is that's one pshad. The Rashbam in Baba Basra, and others say that there is no such thing as a kinyan chatzer when it comes to hektish. A different, what's amiras l'gavoah? It's a din neder. The Rashbam says, it's a din neder, she'akiva, she'adibar, alimhu, hareyu k'neder, mosas of asakalish revasichas. It's a very strong version of a nether. So it could be totally on that, about how much you say that this is me'achshav. That's the formulation of the Ran. But then the Ran says at the end, umeha shaminan, third skinny line in Lamed Amud Aleph, umeha shaminan, di ha'omer selazulit staka, la'achar shloshim yom. If somebody says, I'm going to give this to staka after 30 days, lo mazi hadar bay, staka might be comparable to hektish. If I promise that I'm going to give staka after 30 days, I also might not be able to be chozer bo because of the parallel between the two. And then he goes to Rashba, who says maybe it's not so clear that staka is compared in this case, but that is an important extension that you might say it. Okay, third to last line, Chaf Tesma base. Yosef Rav Avin Rav Yitzchak Berebi Kamed Rav Yirmiya V'Kamed Namnim Rav Yirmiya. These two rabbis were sitting in front of Rav Yirmiya, who was falling asleep. Rav Yirmiya was very tired. Yosef, and how do you wake somebody up? So you wake somebody up by talking and learning. That's the answer to everything, right? You're not sure what to do? Start learning. So V'Kamed Namnim Rav Yirmiya. Yosef V'Kamri. And this is what they were discussing. Ar Sugya Bar Pada. Lu Bar Pada Da Amrinan Padan Chozros V'Kochos. According to Bar Pada, who says that if I say today that these trees should be kadosh until they are cut down, then even if I redeem them, they automatically become hektish again. Padan v'chozos akochos. According to Bar Pada, we should have an answer to Rav Oshia's kasha. Tivshot, debay Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia asked a significant question. Hanosein shtei prutos le'isha. If a man gives two prutos to a woman, right, we pass in like Beis Hillel, first Mishnah Kiddushin, that you have to give a pruta to a chassan, to give a kala a pruta in order to get married. So I know she shnei prutas leisha. What if he gives two prutas to a woman? The Amar Lodi says to her, "V'achaz is kashi li hayom. With one of these prutas, mazel tov, let's get married today. Hare amukudesh es li." And he does it in front of Edim, obviously. Without Edim, there's nothing to talk about. He says it in front of Edim. Hare amukudesh es li b'dabas zuka dasloshev Yisrael hayom. U'ba'achaz his kashi li la'achar sha'agarshich. And with the second pruta that I'm giving you, you should be married to me after I divorce you next week. Does that work? So you might say, of course not. What are you talking about? How can he get married if the second time? He's not divorced yet. Davar shelo bala olam. We'll have to talk about. But the Gemara says, that's Rav Oshia's safek, hafenami davi kedushei. It should work. Why should it work according to Bar Pada? Because just like Bar Pada says that it could become automatically hektish after I've already removed it from hektish. So by stage two of hektish, right now it's hektish, I'm hektish today. So then I redeem it. And then I'm hektish it automatically becomes hektish a second time. So that second time it becomes kadosh. Where is that coming kadosh from? Where is the source of that hektish? That hakdasha is the original moment. When I imbued it with Kedusha, and I said it should be Kadosh now and until it becomes cut, and until it becomes cut, and over and over again, there was a time period that it was chulin in the middle, but my first Hakdasha suffices. So too, says the Gemara says, we should be able to answer Moshe's Kasha. You should be married to me today, and after I divorce you, you should be married, it should kick in. Just like the Hektish automatically kicks in, so too the Kedushin. Add this to the list. Parallels, as we spoke about yesterday. Kiddushin, Hektish, the Yesh Yad Kiddushin, and if Eshes is a Davar Hanadar, Davar Aser, Aser Akuli Almaka Hektish. This is also Rabbi Yosef Engel, Goyore Ashasi, Kiddushin Mem Aleph, that quotes a number of other sources of his Pashas Bakula. So this goes on the list. So one should say that according to Rabbi Oshia, it should automatically, the Kiddushin should work. That's the Kasha. If you look in the Rashba in Kiddushin, and Daf Samach Beis, talks about this and he asks, well, we think this is such an unusual question. How should it work? The Rashba says, it's Pashut. I don't even understand the Shaila. Of course it should work. Ask the Rashba, Mas Svara Lomar, Shalai Yechulu HaKiddushin. Why shouldn't the Kiddushin work? Vahare Ata Penuyahi. Right now, you're giving this to an unmarried woman. You're giving this to a single girl. Umadua lo yachulu kiddushin elu kichol kiddushin shalachar shloshim shem chalim af im kisha kodem lachem. If somebody gets married la'achar la'min yom, so what difference should it make what happens in between that? Right? You can get married, like we spoke about yesterday's daf. You can get married la'achar la'min yom, so why should the fact that you got married again, or previously, in between, within these 30 days, so why should that make a difference? Why should that ruin it? Umadua lo yachulu kiddushin elu, kachal kiddushin shlachar shloshim shem chalam afim kitcha kodem lachem. Explains the Rashba, no. Here's a big difference, though. Why? Because here there was a moment in the interim that it was not biyadcha. There was a moment in the interim that you couldn't have gotten married. Why? Because you were already married. So because there was a time period in between that it was off limits to you, that it was impossible to you, so that's why Rav Oshia Shaila is that even now that it is possible, maybe it's impossible for you to make something chal if you're going to have a hefsek of a time that it is impossible. Shekiva sheyia beitayim zman shelo yuchlu lachula kiddushin, says the Rashba. Since there's a time in between that the kiddusha cannot be chal, da'ainu b'shashet hebu kudeshes lo memela eino yachol lakacha lachar zman kiddusha lachar shloshin. That's straight lo yeh beitayim zman shelo yuchlu lachula kiddushin. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's why at least it's a suffix. That's why it's a suffix. The Gemara says we should be able to prove it. The Rashba says that's obvious. Forget proving it, but it should be obvious that you should be able to do it. The Rashba says it's not so obvious. If you look in the Karen Ora right here in our daf, the Karen Ora asks a different question. He says the opposite. Why should it work? The Rashba Shaila is it should be obvious that it should work. The Karen Ora says it obviously should not work. Why? Because says there are the Karen Ora yesh ladaktik hechi medami ashas. By kiddushin, there's an added element of ratzon ha'isha. The woman has to acquiesce. The woman has to agree to the marriage. So finally, by hektish, you could say something automatically becomes kadosh again. But the ratzon ha'isha right now, there's only one ma'isa kiddushin here. What's Rav Oshia suggesting? One ma'isa kiddushin suffices for four different marriages. If it keeps coming back up and he divorces. Keeps coming. One ma'isa kiddushin suffices. So find mitzad the husband, we could say, so the kiddushin regenerates itself. But does the ratzon ha'isha also regenerate itself? That's the question of the Karen Ora. Can you say that? V'yesh l'dakte, habamas nisa nafilu im la'achar she'ektish, amar l'kishe evdena tafzer v'tikdash, v'nira davi ektish, v'ein zedavar shlomo la'olam, kivan dibiyadu l'ftosa. But ilu gabe isha, right, yeah, she has to want it. So therefore, I'm not sure if that's a good comparison. Says the Karen Ora, maybe the answer to my question is the Ran on the next line, which we will read, Ben Hashem, in a minute. So let's keep that in mind, but now let's go. So the Gemara says, Rabban and Rabbi Yitzchak were talking when Rabbi Yirmi was falling asleep, and this is what they were talking about. That according to Bar Pada, we should have an answer to Rabbi Oshia's Kasha. Answers the Gemara, Itterbu Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Yirmi woke up. Right, we should all be startled and be able to focus on learning when we're half asleep. Right? They say that the Shulchan Aruch quotes that one shouldn't sleep at Rosh Hashanah. Right? So it's about Rosh Hashanah, one doesn't want to have a sleepy year, a mazel year, so you shouldn't sleep at Rosh Hashanah. Right? The poskim say Yoshev Batel Ki Yashin Dami. If somebody is just doing nothing, and if they take a half an hour power nap, they could get up and learn and be constructive. So then one should sleep. Right? It's not a mamish an isser. It's a good idea. So that is that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. But the poskim quote, I, the Arizal, used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, used to sleep on in the afternoon. So I'll be like the Arizal. So the answer is twofold. Number one, you want to do one Arizal, you got to follow all Arizals. We can't pick and choose Arizals. You have to know that the Arizal is a framework, and you can't pick and choose, pick these coolers. Number two, the Arizal did more when he was sleeping than we do when we're awake. And therefore, we want to do as much as the Arizal is doing when we're sleeping. Okay, fine, but that doesn't happen. But here, Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia is the question of Rav Oshia, and Rav Yirmiyah woke up. He was already somewhat listening, even in his sleep. So Itav Rav Yirmiyah woke up and says, you cannot have that comparison. Just because Rav Oshia's case of Hektish, you cannot compare that to a case of Kiddushin. Why not? Let's see. Says the Gemara, Itav Rav Yirmiyah, Omer Lehu, Maika Midamisun Padanhu Lepadum Acherim. How could you compare our case in the Mishnah, where he is Poda? I mean, he says this should be Hektish. He's poda it, and now it regenerates the Kedusha. He's poda it, regenerates the Kedusha. How could you compare that to a case of Lepad'um Acherim? Let's say, in our case of the Mishnah, someone else would be poda the tree. Someone else would be poda it from Hektish, not him. So there, says Reb Yirmiyah, it would not automatically become Hektish. Why? Because it's out of the Rishus of the original Maktish. If it's out of the Rishus, he has no control. He's not able to be Makdashit. He's not able to be Makdashit. Right, there's a din of Rabbi Yochanan elsewhere. In the Perek Merubin, Baba Kama, you have something that is stolen, and the Bailam didn't give up hope yet. Ganav alone is Yashua Bailam. The Gemara says, Shem Einim Yechon Lakisho. They both cannot be Makdash. Zelafi Sheinu Shalo, the Zelafi Sheinu Bershuso. You can't be Makdash something if it's not legally yours, or if you don't have it, if you don't have control over it. So, if somebody stole something from me, even though legally it might be mine, I cannot be Makdash. So says the Rabbi Yirmiyah here, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan also. Right? If somebody else is Poda it, so then it does not regenerate its kedusha. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, padam hu chozos v'kosh kedoshos, padan acherim ein chozos v'kochos. Only if I am repoda it, so then it's chozer and becomes kadosh. But if somebody else does, it's not chozer v'kadosh. What does that have to do with me? What does that have to do with me? If somebody else is makdashit, says the Gemara, in our case, v'isha kipita uha acherim damya, and the woman. The case of marriage that Raboshi is asking about is like a case of padua acherim. What does that mean? What does that mean? So the pashas is that it means that right when a woman gets divorced, she is no longer in the rishus of the husband. It's not like, and a person cannot be mikadish balkarcha, right? In a case where I'm podes something from hekdish, it's on my rishus to be makdash it again. Automatically, I can do it again and again and again. Mashenkin, by kiddushin, it's not. I need rasa naisha. Like the Karen Ora just asked. And that was what Rabbi Yirmiyah's question was, right? She's not in the rishus of the husband. So therefore, it cannot automatically regenerate itself. That is not going to work. If you look in the Ran explains this on the fourth line before we get to the major statement of the Ran. Fourth line. Lefisha miyad shepadu'um achirim nistalek rishus ba'alam harishona mehem. Right? When others redeem it, so then the Bailam of the first Bailam is no longer there. And the Isha is like Padu Acherim, Lefi, fifth wide line, Miyaj and his Garsha, Yotzeis mi Rishus HaBaal Rishusa. Right when Gershit takes place, she leaves the Rishus HaBaal. The Ein Kiddushim Chalam Alel, a Kiddushim would not be Chal on that. Period. And just finish up the Gemara before we read the rest of the Ran. Says the Gemara, back to the Gemara, Itmar Nami, Amar of Ami, Amar of Yochanan, Lo Shanu, Elo Shepadan, Hu. Avo Padum Achirim, Ein Chozos V'Kadoshos. Right? Barpada says, it only becomes Kadosh, Chozer V'Kodesh itself, only when he does it himself, but if other people do it, Ein Chozos V'Kodoshos. We'll get to the Psak, Bez Hashem, in a couple of minutes, but first we have one of the more famous Rans in all of Shas, right here, top 10, even top 5 Rans in the Masechta, right here, the Ran in the Dharma Daf Lamed. You can't learn Masechta's Nedarim or Masechta's Kiddushin without this Ran. The Ran continues. Well, we have this comparison of saying that when a man divorces a woman, the woman is out of his Rishus. So the Ran asks, the question is not as important for us as the answer, but we'll read the question now that we're here. Vakashali, the Ran says on the 6th wide line, Adarabah, you're telling me that when a man divorces a woman, it's like Pad'on Acherim, it's out of the Rishus? One second, Adarabah, Isha, Pilipadon Hudamya, the Isha, when he divorces his wife, why isn't that like he redeeming? Just like these netios. They were either in Hekdesh's Rishus or in his Rishus. So he can be poded afterwards. Kachi shazu, so to the woman. The woman is either in his Rishus or in her own Rishus. So it's the same thing. I don't understand the difference, says the Ran. What's the difference? Isn't the, even after Gerishin, she is still in his Rishus? And therefore, not in his Rishus really, but in his allowance to be able to be Makdashit again. Just like the Peros. V'nichali, and says the Ran, it's not true. We have to understand what Kiddushin and what the Ratzon Isha of Kiddushin does. Really, the woman is not in the hemisphere, in the realm of the husband before they're married. She's not. And this Ran does not say this in Kiddushin. He only says it right here. V'nichali, dimati isha l'kadesh atzma l'isha chanami. If you want to say that the woman has the ability to make herself married to the man, so then you could have the comparison. Then it could be like Pat'ua Hu Damya. Because then she has the rishus to be miskadeshes herself. Ella, but what's going on here? Understand what's happening. The woman is in a totally different rishus. By kiddushin, she allows the husband to be makadesh her. Again, it's not that, what the Ran is going to say here, it's not that the man marries the woman and the woman gets married to the man and acquiesces. It is a joint venture. By gerushin on a daraisa level, it's not a joint venture. By gerushin, for sure, it is the man who is the active party. But the man can be divorced by karcha on a daraisa level before chayir rabino gerushin. The man is the active party, and even on a daraisa level, it's not a good idea. We've mentioned even before chayir rabino gerushin was not a good idea to divorce by karcha, but it just worked that way because that's, you have to understand how the process, the mechanism of gerushin works. The man is the active party by gerushin. By kiddushin, before we read this rod, we think it's equality. It's equal. The man and the woman have to get married. The man does the act. The woman has to accept something that's worth a pruta. So we would have thought it's pretty equal. Says the rod, no way. He brings kiddushin much closer to gerushin, but it's still different. Since it says that, as the Gemara says, a kiddushin locally managed to doctrine atzlusha zabal, she is not active at all. There we know. That's not a kiddush of the Ran. Right? That's what we learned before. Ella, but here's the key line. Skipping one line. Mikiva chi maskemes le kiddushi ha'ish. Once the woman acquiesces and agrees to get married, it's not that she accepts and is a part of the ma'aseh kiddushin. He mevateles daita v'ritzona. She nullifies her das and her ratzon. Umashvi nafsha etzel habal kedaber shel hefker. She allows herself to be nikne. She allows herself to be miskadesh by the baal. It's not that she is miskadeshes herself in any way. No, she's mafkir her rishus. V'habal machnitza l'rishuso, and the husband is machnitz to his rishus. Hilkach einanu dani b'kiddushin mitzad ha'isha el mitzad ha'bal. It's all mitzad the husband. U'legabi ha'bal kibetuach erim dami, and therefore regarding the husband, it's as if it's padu achirim. Why? To be kiddushin rishonim ibirshuso. This is relating it back to the nedarim sugya, which whenever anyone quotes this Ran, they don't quote this line. Be kiddushin rishonim ibirshuso. The first marriage, she's in his rishus. La'achar gershin yotem rishuso. Totally out of the rishus. Mishamachi. Therefore, you can't compare the two. You can't compare the two. So therefore, says the Ran, that is the pshat of Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Yirmiyah even said this when he was half asleep, but he woke up and he said this yisod. So this is the Ran. The Ran says basically, she opens the door and she allows the husband to come inside. Right? She does not actively do anything. And that is what marriage is. Marriage is knisa l'rishuso of the woman to the husband. She is a very, very passive party. This Ran is quoted in many different contexts. I'll just quote two of them. We've touched on this in the past, but I'll just quote two of them. The Avnei Miluim, the Ksos, loves this Ran. Loves this Ran. He quotes it four or five times in his Sefer on Eben Ezer. So, number one, says the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim quotes in Siman Chav Zayin, Sif Vav. The Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, what happens if at the time of the Kiddushin, there is some suffix in the Da'as of the Edom? There's some suffix in exactly what took place. What's the suffix? What are they not sure of? So the Shulchan Aruch says, find the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Amar lo, hareat ishti, hareat zukukasi, hareat kenu yoli. Any of these lashonos of marriage. You are my wife, you are my connected, hareat arusasi, hareat sheli, hareat rishusi, all these lashonos, mikudashes, that works. Even if you don't say hareat mikudashes li, you say all these other lashonos. The Rama adds, im hevina dvarav, as long as she understood. If she has no idea what the word zakuka means, so then they're not going to be married. As long as she understood, osha dibru tchila me iske kiddushin, or they were talking about getting married right beforehand, and then he does says this lashon, so you can assume, aval ha'ish, you know, neman lomar, shalokim l'shem kiddushin. Okay, the man, it is not neman to say he didn't have kiddushin in mind. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Avnei Miluim, and the Pesachei Tshuva here quotes this Avnei Miluim right here. Says the Avnei Miluim, im hevina dvarav, the Shulchan Aruch says, right, if, or the Rama adds, as long as she understood, umashma da'afilu ein ha'edim yodim im hevina, even what happens if at the moment of the marriage, the edim have no, they're watching this, but they have no idea if she knows and understands. They ask her afterwards. Kol shehi omer sheivina habekedusha vaday. Right afterwards, if they ask her, she says, "Yeah, I understood what was going on. I know exactly what these words meant. It's a kedusha vaday." Ask the avnei miluim. Why does that work? At the moment of the kedushin, the edim had no idea if the woman. If the woman was knew that she was getting married, v'kasha davi ke mekadish below edim, says the Avni Miluim. Well, remember the woman's das is very very passive, and therefore, even though since it's very passive, we would allow her to tell us afterwards. The afshar kivan tikra kedushin mitzad mekadish k'mashakasav haran ben nedarim. Ayin Sham, and he quotes the Lashon of the Ran, Mafkeres Atzma, and Abam Machnisa L'Rishuso, Hilkach Einan Udana B'Kiddusha B'Sada Isha B'Sada Ish, V'Chulu, he quotes it, so that he says, Akiva Tikra Kiddusha B'Sada Baal, Imkein Iker Dover Sheba Erva B'Sada Baalu, V'Lochein Lo B'Inan Trey Sadi Ela L'Gufa Kiddushin, Sheshamu Menam HaKadesh, Aval Ratzon Ha'isha Lo Boi Edim, V'Sagi Behoda Asa. Unbelievable, that you don't even need Eidim on the Das HaIsha, you just need Eidim on the Maisa. That is the Avnei Miluim. It also relates to the fact, some say, like there are some Minhagim and Klal Yisrael, that women wear very thick veils. What if they can't see, the Eidim can't see the woman's face at the time of the marriage? So also, what if they looked afterwards, they picked it up, they see it afterwards, is that good enough? Says the Avnei Miluim, because it is a secondary, very passive element, the Das HaIsha in Kiddushin, so we would say that it is something that is not as required as the man's. The Piskei Shuvah quotes this, Avnei Miluim on the Shulchan Aruch, he's not so convinced that this should be true, but this is the Avnei Miluim. Once, the Avnei Miluim quotes others, but I'll just give you one other. The Noda B'Yehuda, we've discussed this before also. The Noda B'Yehuda notes that there is a three-word phrase that comes up in the Gemara, but Baalei Tosfos used the phrase for different purposes. The phrase is Das Acheres Makneh. That's Acheres Maknep comes up in one specific context where if I am being makne or giving something to someone else, that's called Das Acheres Makne. Say Baalei Tosfos in a few places in Sanhedrin and elsewhere that even though a katan cannot be konis something on a daraisa level, if a katan picks up something from Hefker, from the floor, they are not kone it. It's only theirs midirabanan because of Darkei Shalom. But, say Baalei Tosfos, Das Acheres Makneh, if somebody else sells something to a katan, gives something to a katan, so that the katan can acquire it, even on a daraisa level. And that's the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, that on the first day of Sukkos, a gadol should not give their child, their katan, the lulav to shake before their yotzei, because if you give it to them, Das Acheres Makneh, so then it becomes theirs on a daraisa level, and they cannot give it to you on a daraisa level, until they become a gadol. So that's why, says the Gemara, one should use it first before they give it to their child. But ask the Noda B'Yehuda in Evan Ezer Tinyana Sibin Nundalin. Kashali al kolak tanim. Lama lo yuchlu l'kadish isha. Sheitim mukudesh es afilu midaraisa. Ask the Noda B'Yehuda. We know there are ways for a ketana to get married on a daraisa level. A ketana can get married by herself or through her father. There are many ways for a ketana. Two ways for a ketana to... one way on a daraisa level, one way on a darabanan level, to get married on a daraisa level. But her katan, a katan, pashtus cannot be married on a daraisa level. Katan is a lot by kiddushin. Ask the Noda B'Yehuda why. If the chasan is the kone, and the woman is the makne, and you say das acheres makne works on a daraisa level, why can't a katan get married on a daraisa level? That's his kasha. Kasha li alkolatanim. That's the question. Fine. If you want to say why a ktana cannot be married by herself without her father, the man is not makna himself to the woman. Right, that we don't have. Ha'isha niknes. And therefore, why doesn't it work? Katan, imkein, katan, shukone, ha'isha, ve'no makna atzmo, la lama, liyuchal, kadish ben ha-Torah, kiva, shadar, sacheres, makna. That's the Shiloh. So the way the Achronim answered, the Noda B'Yehuda's kasha, is Aran. Again, this is not a regular case of das acheres makna. The woman is mafkeres atzma, and therefore, then she allows the husband to do all the action of the Kiddushin. So that is very different than a regular Makna. Okay, that's two places where the Ran comes up. Rashi in a couple of places seems to compare Kiddushin to a regular case of Das Acheres Makne, and that seems to go against this Ran. Rashi in Yevamis and Daf Yotes, and the Rashi in Kiddushin on Daf Mendalin uses the Lashon of Das Makne when it comes to the Das Isha B'Kiddushin. So those Rashis are usually lined up against this Ran. So this goes on the list of the Rans in this Masechta. Again, we've already had a couple of them. We had on Daf Ches, the Ran about Talmud Torah, that every set, it's always, Daf Yomi affords us the opportunity to always chazer, so the Rans and Nedarim always have to be forefront in our mind. Daf Ches, the Talmud Torah, Daf Tes, the difference between Neder and Nedava, Daf Chav Ches, we had 2 days ago about Dina de Machus Adina, and now we have Daf Lamed, which is Kiddushin. Kiddushin, the special unique elements of Kiddushin. We had a couple, we also had on Daf Yud Zayin, the Hasra, that's Machalik in Maisa, we had a couple of others, but that's a couple to remember. What do we paskin? Let's get back to this case. What was the case now of the Gemara, Rav Oshia? What do we paskin in terms of a man gives two prudas to an Isha? So we would have said, of course, doesn't work. Sounds like such a strange case. You're married to me today, and you're married to me after I divorce you. Should that work? So there is a suffix, there is a machlokas in the Rishonim, but the Rambam says, the Rambam quotes this Rambam, the Rambam says it works, the Rambam is mefarish. The Rambam says in Ilchas Ishus, in Perek Zayin Halacha Yudalid, Hanose, quotes our Gemara, quotes Rav Oshia's suffix, and he says, it works. So the Ran quotes, he must think our Gemara doesn't say anything, but he must think from other Gemaras that there's a Raya. Hanose, Shtei Prutas Leisha. V'amar La, look what the Rambam contrasts it to. That's important. A man gives two prudas to an isha. V'yamarla, Hari Amagudesh is liayom. Ba'achas, you're married to me today with one of them. U'ba'achas la'achas she'agar shich. And with one of them after I divorce you, Hare zu mukudeshes. It works. U'kshi garesh osa, tehe mukudeshes. Achi garesh osa pam shnia min kidushe pruta shnia. One ma'ase kiddushin, two gerishins. Aval, but the Rambam says in the same halacha, ha'omer li'isha hari amukudeshes li'bazeh. But all the cases of Dover Shlomo La'olam, you're married to me with this la'achar she'ez gayer, la'achar she'ez gayri, one of them is not Jewish. La'achar she'ez tachri, la'achar she'ez tachri. La'achar she'ez ba'ileh, a man says it to a woman who's still married to someone else. La'achar she'ez tamas achoseh, or a man is married to this woman's sister. Ein amukudeshes, mipnei she'enu yachol la'achto la'kadsha. You have to be able to do it right now. Because the man could do it right now, you can marry her right now, so you can marry her l'achar shloshim yom also, even though there's another marriage in between. Right? That was the important comment of the Rashba before. Yes, it's biyotcha right now, but there's going to be a time period in between that he cannot be married to her. So that's why one would have the suffix at least, but the Rambam paskins that it works. The Rambam paskins that it works based on a Gemara he quotes elsewhere in Exubis. And whatever the Raya is, that is what the Rambam paskins. Okay, let's continue now with the next Mishnah. Again, we can spend a lot more time on that Ran, but it's a Ran to remember. Ran to remember the lumdus of how Kiddushin works, and its comparison. He doesn't compare it to Gerushin, but it's like Gerushin in that the man becomes the active party in both. Says the Mishnah. Now we have a couple of Mishnayos, all similar ideas. If I make a neder to something, what do I have in mind? Hanoder mi yardei hayam. Somebody makes a neder from yardei hayam. I'm not allowed to get benefit from those who go down to the sea. Mutter biyoshi hayabasha. I'm allowed to get benefit from those who live on dry land. I only asered yardei hayam. Miyoshvei hayabasha, but if the opposite, if I make a nether from people who live on terra firma, aser miyardi hayam. So aser yardi hayam, washi yardi hayam, bechal yoshvei hayabasha. Because there's nobody at sea forever. Everybody is called yoshvei hayabasha. Right? The only shaila is, what about yardi hayam? So they are also considered yoshvei hayabasha. Yardi hayam, though, are more limited. There are people who go to sea, people who never go to sea are not included, and therefore it is limited. And then the Gemara Mishnah adds in one line, which we'll have to see what this is referring to. Lo ke'elu she'ocha me'ako li'afo. We're not talking about people who go, take a short journey, go from Akko up north to Yafo, in the, more south from Akko. Yafo now, Bizman Hazeh, is in the middle of the modern Israel, but going from Akko to Yafo, two of the major port cities in the times of the Talmud. Elam Misha Dako Lafarish. No, we're talking about people who go on far sea journeys. Fine, that is the Mishnah. So we'll get back to the details soon. But first, we'll talk about the last line of the Mishnah. What is that last line referring to? Rav Papa, Rav Acha, Bereid, Rav Ika. Chan Masni Arisha, V'chan Masni Aseifa. Some say it's referring to the modifying the first line of the Mishnah, some say the second line of the Mishnah. Man, Detani Arisha, Masni Hachi. According to one who says it's going back on the first line of the Mishnah, understands the Mishnah as follows. Hanodir Miyardi Hayam, Mutter Biyoshe Abasha. So he makes a net there for people go down to sea. He's Mutter to get benefit from those who live on dry land. But Yardi Hayam Asur. But he is Asur for those who are Yardi Hayam. Velo, but what does Yardi Hayam mean? Velo ke elu ahochim me'akol liyafo. And we're not talking about people who take short journeys to Halein Yoshvi Yabasha Nino. Those are for sure Yoshvi Yabasha. That would not be included in his net there. Ella, mimi, shedarkin lefarish. We're talking about people who take far journeys. That's who's included in his wording. Umanda masni ha-seifa, masni hachin. According to the one who says the last one of the Mishnah, is referring to the Seifa, they learn it as follows. Hano der miyoshvei yabasha, aser biyardi hayam. The one who makes a neder from yoshvei yabasha, he's aser to everybody. Even yardi hayam, because they're also included in people who live on dry land. Velo be'elo ahochem me'akol yafo bilvad. And not only those who take short sea journeys are included. El afilo b'misha darko lefaresh. Even people who take far journeys. Hol v'sofa liyabasha salat. Because people are going to end up on dry land. They don't live at sea forever. So therefore, it is included. If somebody says, nodim yardi miyoshri hayabasha, so they are they include really everybody. Which sounds like, which we'll get to this in the next line also, sounds like if that's true, then they're also to everybody in the world. Is that possible? You also benefit from everybody in the world? That might be a shove. Another shove. We'll see soon. Let's do the next Mishnah first. Mishnah. Hanodir me roe achama. If somebody makes a nether from those literally who see the sun, that's what it sounds like the words mean. Those who see the sun, aser af besumin, they are aser to get benefit even from blind people. Shalon iskavin ze el lamisha achama roe o sun. We have an umdana that what the person really means is that he doesn't want to get benefit from people who the sun sees them, not that they see the sun. That the sun sees them, and therefore everybody would be included. As the Tiferes Yisrael, right here in Mishnah, is that the sun sees them, basically asked everybody in the world, so isn't that a problem? Because that's basically impossible. That he's never going to get benefit from anybody. As the Tiferes Yisrael in our Mishnah, Ve'en lahakshos, im kein asar atzmo mikol adam, v'havali shvu ashav. Isn't that a shvu ashav? You answer everybody in the world? To beki agavna ef shalamod bo. You can't not get benefit from anybody in the whole world. Nira li dahacha mari ba'asran al atzmo rak lizman, o rak bimakom, o rak ba'uma miyuchades. It must be that you had some type of limit. You only said this nether for a certain amount of time, or in a certain place, or for a certain nation, and that's how you must say the Yardi Hayam also, and the Yoshi Ayabasha earlier, because if not, it would be a Shua Shav, because a person can't live life without getting benefit from anybody. My time, I asked the Gemara, why do we say that the Umdina was, that what he means is that the sun sees them, not that they see the sun? Mitalo Kamar Min Haroin. He doesn't say from those who see the sun. He says, ro'e hachama. Doesn't say from ro'in. Just people who see. Why don't you say that? So what is he excluding, though? What is he excluding? La'afuke dogim v'ubarim. Fish do not see the sun, right? The fish are mechusim in the ayin. That's what the Gemara says. There's no ayin hara by fish because they're mechusim in the ayin. And that's, Yosef is compared to that. There's no ayin hara. And ubarin and fetuses. And fetuses also, yeah, those are what are not included. Ask the Karanara, what kind of benefit could you get from a fetus? What kind of benefit could you get from a fetus? So the Karanara says, maybe, if it's a fetus at the time that you made the nether, then even when they're born, now they'll get benefit. Because it was a fetus at that time. Number one. Or another hana that you might be able to get from a fetus. The Rabbi Yosef Engel said, the Gilyon HaShah says, what if you're sitting right next to a very large pregnant woman? She could block the wind. She could give you shade. Right? So there could be even benefit from a fetus in that case as well. There are many halachas in terms of somebody who's blind and what they say, what they don't say. Right? The pokeach ivrim, the minhagas for them to say it. The Kiddush Lavana, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this. Quoting the earlier poskim, the Mishnah Berurah, in Tav Chavav, I'll quote it from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Haroa Lavana Bechidusha, you have to make the bracha. V'nashim peturos milakadesh halavana. The women are peturos because it's a zman grama. And this is a shiloh, whether it's really a zman grama or not. But the Shlach HaKadosh also says that they were gorim pekam halavana, going back to Chava. But then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, suma chayev v'kiddush halavana. Assume it's chayev to do kiddush levana. Ki bracha zu niskanal kiddush ha'olam. This is a bracha shevach. It's a bracha on the creation of the world. V'gamu nene. Al yedei sha'achim. And also, he even gets benefit. Al yedei sha'achirim ro'in. U'malichin oso ala derech. V'dome liyotzer ha'ma'oros. Similar to the yotzer ha'ma'oros bracha, that it's for other people see and they help him. And therefore, he would be able to make that, to make the bracha. And even, he would be obligated in that. That's a summa. Do we give a summa in aliyah? That already gets a little tricky, and that is a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah and Siman Kuf Lamid Tes. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Suma Eino Kore. A Suma cannot get an Aliyah Lefisha Aser Likros Afilo Os Acha Shalom Menaksav, because you have to read a Menaksav, and that's not called Menaksav if a Suma is getting the Aliyah. And the Rama quotes the Maharil. The Maharil quotes that we could give a Suma. Maharil Kasav Da'achshav Kore Suma. We give people who don't know how to read Hebrew. We give people who don't know anything. They get an aliyah and then they daydream. You know, we should try to get them to focus. But, you know, the minhag is to be mako, and therefore assume is lo gara may these. And some, the Piskei Tshuva quotes that even some Sephardic poskim allow this based on the Maharil, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that we don't. Again, l'chadchila, we should look inside and focus and listen and even say the words maybe, discussion in the Beis Yosef. But that is a discussion of Suma. Rav Moshe has a landmark tshuva that he wrote many years ago. Rav Moshe writes in the first chelek of Aruch Chaim, Simin Memhei, 45th tshuva in all of Igros Moshe. Rav Moshe writes, what about bringing a seeing eye dog into a shul? He wrote this in the 1950s. He wrote this to Rabbi Teitz, Rav Pinchas Mordechai Teitz, Gona Bezin Elizabeth, Shlita. Bidvar Suma, Asher Lindu Lekelev Laholicho, the dog that was trained. Umuchrach Akelev Lios Tomedet Slow. The dog always has to be with this person. Im Yachol Likanis, Labezak Nesses, Lispala Betzibur, Vilishmoa, Kaddish, Victusha, Vikriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaMegillah, Vichadome, Afcha Kelev, Muchrach Likanisimo, Oshish Bezebizayon, Vahachnes Balechan Labezak Nesses, Shumikdash Ma'at, Zemikdash Ma'at. So can we bring a dog? Can we bring a dog in? See, he goes through the sugi in Maseches Megillah of a shul built al tanai. If it's not al tanai, you can't do any other purposes in it. But if you build it al tanai, rocked, so what kind of purposes can you do? So you can't do bizyonos purposes, says Rav Moshe. He says, kivat you rak ka'achilo v'shesia, hare lazeh, mehani tanai b'batik nesesh b'chutz laretz, lechol sham b'shas atchak, eating, drinking, that's what people do. But says Rav Moshe, bizman hazeh, there's an implicit tanai that there are other things done. There are other things done in the shul. Ulutzarach mitzvah ksas could go and lechol through the shlishes b'shabes. Avshe in sarach gadol. Shor yachol kol lechol lechol b'beiso. Noagin kimat b'chol ha'makomus lahatir. Everybody, even if you didn't make it tonight, they're matir. They give out candy and shul to the kids. Vaf lasos mishte. B'kriyas ha'chasen bar mitzvah. Noagin lahakel. They make kiddushes. Right? This is what we do. We're pretty mako in terms of, as long as it's not mamash b'zayin, it's sarach mitzvah ksas, we would allow it in the shul. Says Rav Moshe, Ein lecha tzorech mitzvah gadol mizu, and shasat cha gadol mizu, to allow this blind person to come in. Ubevadai shekelav lo gara mechamor vein lanu shasat cha gadol mizeh shemona tirenu. If we don't allow him in, what's going to happen? Yizbatel kol yamav mitfila betzibur. The kriyas haTorah, the kriyas haMegillah betzibur, the gam yamim she. Right, Agvas Nefesh, Gedola Ma'od, Yamim No Raim, Sherabim Misasvim. You can't do that to him. Ein Lechag Tzorach Mitzvah Gadol Mizu Shas Atzchak, and therefore you could do it. And Moshe says, maybe, you know, get him a seat by the door. Get him a seat by the door, that might be better. But says Moshe, in this case, he allows it in the shul. Allows it in the shul. Getting a lot more regarding the halachas of Asuma, but let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Noder Mishkari Arosh. Somebody makes a nether from Shchorei Harosh. People who have black on their head. Pasha's hair. Shchorei Harosh. Aser, even though you only asered, let's say, people with black hair. Aser Bekrachet. It's also aser for you to get hana from bald people. Ubali Sables are from old people who have white hair. Umutter Benashim Ubaktanim. And your mutter, even though if a woman or a child has black hair, we assume they were not included in the nether. Sheinikram Shchorei Harosh Ela Anashim. Because we assume that when the person says Shchorei Harosh, he meant men. He meant men even if they are a little older, even if they are bald. My time up, mitalokamer, bali seyar. Why are bald people included? He didn't say bali seyar. Right, he said black on top, which is another way of saying men. And that's why that's included. Umutar binashim ubiktanim, and Bagashim Khanim are not included, Shainikran Shkari Harosh, Elanashim, because Shkari Harosh are only men. Only men are called Shkari Harosh and not women. My time, why are men called hair people with hair and not others? Anashim, because when it comes to men, they're called Shkori Harosh, Zimin de Mikhsi Rashayu, Zimin de Migla Rashayu. Sometimes their hair is uncovered, the head is uncovered, and sometimes not. And therefore, Shkori Harosh, they have black on the head. It doesn't say Bali Seyar, which means it always has to be uncovered. It's Shkori Harosh, so sometimes it's covered, sometimes it's not covered. That's a key line. Let's just finish the line. Aval Nashim Lola Mikhsi, but women is always covered. Married woman, right, have to cover their hair, lola michsi. Right, back in Subis, dafayin beis, das Moshe, das Yehudis, v'ktanim, lola miglu, and ktanim always had their head uncovered. So therefore, it can't be talking about women who always have their hair covered, they're not shkari harosh, and ktanim always have their hair uncovered, it has to be talking about men. What does it mean that men sometimes have their hair covered, sometimes uncovered? Right? Don't you have to wear a yarmulke? Don't you have to wear a head covering? So Tosfos quotes, Biakroi, Tosfos on the second white line, V'gamutarim l'galos ba'akroi ba'alma, afilu b'fnei kol ha'olam. Right? Sometimes ba'akroi, one is allowed to. The Gra writes on Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about we're having a kisui rosh on the head, the Gra says, you see from this Gemara, that the whole idea is midas chasidus. The whole idea, which is it's accepted, bizman hazeh. Right now it's accepted, and it's basically become an identity. It's become an identity of an Orthodox Jew to wear a kippah. And we cannot take it off. And times are different even than they were 50, 60 years ago. Right? In the times that when people might not have been able to get jobs with a yarmulke on, and maybe there was Shas HaTchak. But Bizman HaZeh, it has a, it means it's a certain identity, but says the Goy, you see from this Gemara that at root, is not a chiyuv. Even though the Gemara says in Shabbos, one of the Tanoim, right, Tesili, that I never went to Al Ramos without my head covered, but nowadays it is something that we have to have covered. The Taz writes in Arachayim, the Taz talks about Chukos Ha'akum, that in the days of, not really Bizman HaZeh anymore today, because even the non-Jews don't wear head coverings, but in the days of old, not so old, 50, 60 years ago, when a non-Jew would come into a church, they would remove their hat. Whenever they would come in anywhere into a court, they would remove. So the Taz gets into Chukos Ha'akum in those days. Now it's not so much Chukos Ha'akum, but it is something that we have to be aware of. So that's the men's side of it. Again, the Kisui Rosh is really a topic of a separate shiur, but we just touched on it right now. And the other side is women. Nashim la'olam michsi, because obviously there's a mitzvah of Kisui Rosh for a woman. What is Kisui Rosh? How much is there anything allowed to be left out? And what about a sheitel? What about others? That's sugyas that we've discussed back in Masechah Shabbos, where this comes up, and in Ksubis, where this came up, Dafayin Beis, and we'll have to get back to it when we talk about it again in Sota. Says the Mishnah, Hanoder min ha'yalot, and of course the first tshuva in all of Reb Moshe Feinstein and all of Igros Moshe is about not wearing a yarmulke when one has to go to work, if that's the situation. Says the Mishnah, Hanoder min ha'yalotim, mutter bin oladim. If somebody makes a neder from yalotim, which means people who were born already, mutter bin oladim, they're mutter to get hanah from people who are not born yet. Min ha'noladim, asa min ha'yalotim. But if he makes a neder from those who were who will be born, then that means asa min ha'yalotim. We assume that's all inclusive and includes even people who are born already. Rabbi Meir Mater Afi Yilodim, Rabbi Meir Mater is both, sounds like. So the Gemara will talk about. So what is he ma'aser? No, we assume he only had in mind people who have children. Darko lihivale, but he's not limiting it, right? The Chachamim says aser b'shneim, right? That's what the Chachamim are explaining. The first shita, it's only one shita, two shitas in the Mishnah. The Chachamim are the Tanakama. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, v'lomi boy no ladim elam iman aser. According to Rabbi Meir, if saying minha no ladim doesn't include anybody, so what he say it for? So chisuri mechzer v'achigtani. You know this is what the Mishnah should mean. Hanodim minha yilodim. If you make an edit from people who are born already, mutter ben oladim, mutter for the people who aren't born yet. Minha no ladim, make a nether from people who are born who were not born yet, Aser B'Yilodim, Mutter, it's Aser for people who were born already, because it's all-inclusive. Not only people who were born already, even people who are not born. He's answering everybody. Remeir Omer, no. Af HaNodim, and HaNolodim, even if you make a neder from people who were not born yet, Mutter B'Yilodim, it's Mutter to get benefit from people who were born already. Ki Hechi D'Nodim, and HaYilodim, Mutter B'Nolodim. It's two different worlds. Amalei Rav Pavel Abaya, L'Meimra D'Nolodim D'Misyaldin Mashma. Right? Is it true that Noladim you see from here, it's mashba people who will be born? Elameata, Shnei Banecha, Hanoladim Locha, Be'eretz Mitzrayim. When Yaakov Avinu said that, Hachanami de Isyaldinu, right? That means it was born already. So you see, Noladim means past, not future. Ve'elamai de Yalidu. Mashba, what? So you tell me it means past? So you have another problem. Elameata, Dechsiv, Hine Ben Nolad Beis David, Yoshio Shmo. In the future, Hachanami Dahave, but it wasn't yet. Vadayin Menashe Lo, Hadayin Menashe Lo Ba. Right, Menashe didn't serve Avodah Zarah yet. Right, the Menashe who was the grandfather of Yoshio. So Ela Mashmachi, Mashmachi, really the Lashonos. You don't get it from the words, but you go by Ubenedarmach Halachach Lashon Bnei Adam. By Nedarim, you go by how people talk. Lashon Bnei Adam. The Rambam quotes this also in Hilchas Nedarim. The Rambam says in Perek Tes of Hilchas Nedarim, Ubechol Dvarim Ha'elu V'Chayotzi Bo'en Yizoher Be'Iker Hagadol Shehu B'Nedarim Halach Acher Lashon Bnei Adam Sheba'Oso Makom Ba'Oso Lashon Ba'Oso Zman V'Alpi Iker Zeh Torah V'Tomar Zeh Hanoder Asur B'Davar Ploni U'Mutter B'Davar Ploni. It's all about Lashon Bnei Adam. Says the Radvaz. So why do you have any of these rules in the Mishnayos here? If it all goes by Lashon Bnei Adam, the answer is that there's no minhag. If there's no minhag yadua, people say both things. People say neither. So then you need rules and regulations about what one should do. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Hashem, and we will continue. Again, we're going to try to get a day ahead for the rest of the time.